everybody, and welcome to episode number 11 of the Anthony K. Goodwin Pop Podcast. For those of you who are not watching the video that is coming out almost an entire week later, I have two guests with me. First, let's start with the one that I love.
Me?
There are two ladies here, and one of them is my wife. Go, babe.
Hi, I'm Lauren, Boom. And I'm Anthony's wife.
Ta-da.
Yeah.
Hi,
and then
I'm Maggie, and I'm Lauren's friend and Anthony's friend.
Yes,
also.
We are all friends.
And Aaron's
and
wife.
Aaron's wife.
Aaron's not here. Oh, quick note I need to make to you guys. Don't look at yourselves. Look at the lens, okay? Got it?
Are you going to cut that out?
No, I'm going to leave that in.
No.
All right, great.
Okay, very good. Here
Both
we go.
Both of our eyes just zoom.
Today, oh, yeah. I bring on these two guests because we're talking about the hot topic, not the store, but something that we just saw together with all six of our eyes, all three pairs, and that was the season finale. What season was this?
Twenty-something.
Okay, season 20-something of The Bachelor. Quick reaction, one word, what did you think?
Stupid.
What did you think?
Dumb.
Okay, I think it was perfect. It was a wonderful romance, all packaged together. You guys didn't notice the art, the arc. Yes, I used both of those words on purpose. At the beginning of their relationship, for those of you who don't know, Cassie and Colton ended up together. It was Cassie, right? Yeah. Cassie and Colton ended up together. Beginning of the relationship was sign language, I like you. And then the, like, pinnacle end of the relationship on the show was, I love you. Didn't you catch that? That's what the directors wanted you to realize the whole time.
That wasn't good.
No.
No.
It didn't work for me. Yeah. I actually didn't notice that. Real.
I noticed it, and I hated it.
Because you guys were busy hating.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, true.
Cassie's the worst.
She's annoying.
Okay, why?
She went on The Bachelor for Instagram followers. She wanted to catch up with her famous sister.
Who's her sister?
Famous? I don't know. Somebody
who's famous.
Yeah, she's got some Instagram followers. Okay. And Cassie just wanted to catch up with that and mm-hmm. get attention and maybe be the bachelorette, but it was okay if her BFF Kaylin was.
Yeah.
But who? She doesn't like the girl
Kaylin, the other beauty queen.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm,
yep.
That hates Hannah B.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She doesn't care about Colton.
No, she doesn't.
You can tell.
Do you guys care about Colton?
No.
So much.
Who was your favorite... Who was your favorite bachelor?
I liked Ben when he was on.
Yes.
I also liked Sean. That was the first season I watched.
I didn't see Sean's season.
He was the Christian.
Oh.
I liked Ben, but I know someone who knows Lauren.
Mm-hmm.
And Ben isn't that great IRL.
Yeah, Ben doesn't seem that great now, but I did like his season. He was probably my favorite bachelor at the time.
Yeah.
Who do you know that knows Lauren?
My Instagram BFF, Britt.
Ah. Ben seems cool. Ben has a, like, non-profit coffee company.
He wants to be a politician.
Ah. He looks like a politician.
Yeah.
Skinny, mm-hmm. without a soul, but nice.
Oh.
Okay. So for those of you who don't know, back like episode 2 or something, I talked about my top 5 favorite shows, and I'm pretty sure if The Bachelor or Bachelorette, whatever, wasn't on the top 5, it was an honorable mention. And that's like sort of ironic, but at the same time, it's a fun thing to bond over this woman with, to be like, wow, don't these relationships
not
suck?
Not me.
Not that one.
Yeah, if you're theater of the mind, I'm touching my wife's face right now, and will you accept this rose?
Yeah. Roll tide.
Very good. No. So it's fun to watch the other relationships fall apart and be like, yeah, that's not us. We're perfect.
Right. When I watched the show when I was single, I cried. I really And I thought that was, like, so romantic, and they get these dates, and they get engaged at the end, and now I watch it, and once the Corinne or the Demi or the villain is gone, Chad. I check out.
Yeah.
Chad. Well, it's not all blueberries and, like, rainbows. Yep. So I like the villains now. Well, because Daniel,
same.
Because
was
that's
Daniel
real.
The Canadian?
It's the real, yeah.
It's real.
Yeah.
Was Daniel
the
Canadian?
Oh, gosh.
Those are my favorite characters. Yeah. The ones same. That are so off the wall. You're like, what? Evan?
No, Evan was like the weird pastor guy.
Yes, he was a pastor.
Oh.
You're like,
and
he's
then he was
Carly's
like,
Evan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And
I like him.
And then he was like an erectile dysfunction doctor.
Right.
That was a weird...
It was weird.
Transition. And he, like, had kids, and then, like, all of a sudden they just sort of disappeared, and he's like, I'm engaged, and we have a baby. I love it.
Yeah.
But, like, so, he had kids.
But, like, whose season was he on before? Because I only saw him when he got with Carly on Paradise.
Yeah.
I don't think he was on JoJo's.
He was on Chad's.
Oh.
That was
Chad.
JoJo.
Oh, so it was JoJo. Yeah. Oh, I don't remember him.
Oh.
Yeah, because he
I only
got,
know
he got
him
in
from
the fight with Chad.
Paradise, I guess.
Or Chad like got in the fight with him. Whatever. JoJo, who's she with now? No one?
Jordan,
duh.
They are back together. Right. He got the first impression rose, and I loved him from day one.
I liked him too.
Yeah. They're the best.
NBD, but he played for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for a second. Obviously didn't work out. But
really no big deal.
Really? It's really, obviously not
really
big deal.
Really the least.
Real big fan. Deal. Real fan. Go Bucks. Okay. Back to tonight.
Lost 3 subscribers.
Okay, we won't get into it. But what was your guys' favorite thing about the whole season and least favorite thing about the whole season besides him ending up with Cassie? Go.
Demi's my favorite.
Yeah. Oh, same.
And when they went and got wine and stuff when they're supposed to be living off the land.
And they went to the hotel.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was my favorite. Least favorite was him picking Cassie.
My favorite Demi moment was when she, I don't remember what date it was, but they were on a group date and she was like sitting on the couches and everyone was bickering. And as soon as he walked in the room, she was like, hey, babe. Just like leaned back all like, it's fine. That was my favorite. I don't know what my least favorite was. Probably Hannah B. I can't never remember.
Okay, G looks like the Bratz doll.
Right, yeah.
B is Roll Tide.
No, that's what I'm talking about. Hannah B, when she was crazy at the beginning. I couldn't stand her. When her and Kaylin
cringe.
Were feuding.
Oh,
yeah.
It was cringe on her one-on-one. It was horrible.
Oh, yes. Yeah. It was bad.
Oh, yeah. She, like, didn't talk. And then he was like, give a toast. And she's like,
no.
And, like.
And, like.
That's so crazy. I
think
couldn't
April
imagine.
April 25th.
Yeah, seriously.
I don't know that joke. What's that joke?
Miscongeniality.
Yeah. What's that?
He goes, what is your perfect date? And she goes, I think April 25th, because it's not too hot and it's not too cold. You
all
just
you
need
is
a light
jacket.
And she's like, I sound like a female Rain Man.
Okay, I like that. Okay, my least favorite part of the entire season was I didn't really notice it until the final 2 weeks, but when Chris Harrison was like, bada, 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 and will he keep his virginity? Just every single commercial break was that. Will he jump the fence and keep his virginity? And I found that to be pretty annoying towards the tail end. But what did I like?
I liked when Chris Harrison said the F word.
Oh, yeah.
That was good.
He jumped the fence.
Yeah.
I can't think
You were
of
the one that. Raving about
when,
the whole show while we
yeah,
were watching
when,
it.
The most.
When they said, does she even have parents about Demi?
That didn't excite me.
The pacifier.
That didn't excite me. Help, quick, line, help.
I don't know. You were there, you watched.
I know. I'm trying to think back through it. What happened on the first night? There was the sloth girl.
That was Jane.
I don't remember who that is. There was the roll tide from the beginning. Demi was crazy.
In the best way. There was that redhead.
Redhead.
Oh, yeah.
The
Elise.
Yeah. She was like...
I liked quote, her. Unquote, I thought their date old. Was good.
Yeah, but then she left, got weird. Huh?
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
she didn't go to the Women Tell All because she was at a wedding.
Okay.
I was wondering why she wasn't there.
I looked
there.
It up and because somebody, I wanted her there.
Somebody told me that she was there, and I was like, I don't think she
no,
was.
No, she was not there. No. Oh,
she was hiding.
Somebody
disguised.
Lied to me.
Did you like that girl that cried all the time?
Who was that?
The girl who's like, I have fire. And she was Nicole?
Oh, yeah, Nicole. The one that got all the halo top at the end.
I think that's who I was talking about. She was from Florida.
Oh. Yes, yeah.
Yeah, I was talking about her.
She reminded me of Bibiana.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah, I see that.
Bibiana had a lot more personality.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I didn't like much about this season. But let's talk about something. Let's see. I think Lauren already knows about this. Maggie. I don't even know if we said your name at the beginning of this, but your name is Maggie.
Hey.
I think we said that.
I said it.
Okay.
But most
thanks,
importantly,
good.
Aaron's wife. Lauren's friend.
And my friend. Quote,
lastly.
Unquote. Quote unquote or quote end quote?
By association.
How does it go? Okay. did you know that at the time of The Bachelor airing, Cassie is on another reality TV show?
I did not know that.
You told me that.
Yep, so Lauren already knew. It's a TV show called Young Once. It is in its second season, and on that show, it was probably filmed a year or two ago, who knows, she's dating someone else on that show.
And it just
reality
aired?
TV. Yeah. She is a student at Biola University when, like, this was going on.
Cassie?
Uh-huh. And it's, yep, she's a speech pathologist, 23 years old, so she was probably 21, 22 when this was happening. But she was a student at Biola University, and this show somehow had an affiliation with the school, and I think, maybe, I haven't seen it, all of the people on it were students from Biola.
What?
And she's dating another guy.
Oh, she's just trying to get famous.
Yeah, she's
she
fake.
Does not. Yeah, super fake. That's even more annoying now.
Yeah, I hate her.
I can't.
Also, in the finale, yeah. me and Maggie noticed she got lots of fillers and Botox. Her face was rock solid.
That forehead did not move.
She
no expression.
Was saying she was happy, and her face was saying, "Help me,
help."
People say that about me, but it's because I smile so much. Just sometimes it gets so, like,
no, nobody says
frozen.
That. No, nobody says that.
Everyone says that. Okay, very good. We did a nice recap of that. Okay, any final words to this season of The Bachelor? Like, another thing I guess I didn't like was the whole build-up to him finally jumping the wall. I appreciated a lot of the memes that I witnessed coming from this year's season. Anything else from you guys?
I think in future seasons we need more Corinne.
Mm-hmm.
More Chad.
Who was Corinne again?
The nanny girl.
Right. Yep. She's like, what do you want? I bought it. You like it? I bought it.
Oh, no.
Okay. anyways. More Corinne, more villains like Demi, less fake Instagram girls, mm-hmm. less beauty queens. I like funny people and evil people.
Have you guys seen anyone go on the show yet that you know?
I've mm-hmm. met Lauren Bushnell.
Yeah, me neither.
Okay.
When did you meet her?
I lived in Washington, and she went to school in Washington with my ex-boyfriend. And once I went with him to do art stuff in the art room at the school, and she was also in the art room doing art stuff.
We're just going to cut that part.
That's
out.
It.
Doing art stuff.
And then she went on The Bachelor, and I was like, weird. I recognize her. That's it.
Hmm.
And then, but then she's also friends with my Instagram friend.
Brittany. Right.
Brit.
Congratulations, Colton. Cassie, what's his last name again? Underwood. Yeah. Underwood. Congratulations, Cassie Underwood. It's going to happen.
They're not even engaged. They won't even get engaged. No, they won't.
Every time.
I call it. They will not get engaged.
No, every time that he said, like, I love you so much. It's you, blah, blah. She'd be like.
No emotion.
Yeah.
And she was excited to leave. Before they, like, rekindled or whatever, she was like, I'm excited to go home and see my family. Not sad at all.
Hannah G.
She fake.
Was the one. And when he was like, I feel like I'm making a huge mistake. Yes, he did.
Doi.
Mistake. Hannah G, is it?
I don't think so, man. You did the right thing. Colton, if you're listening, let's hang out and, like, work out together or something. Okay. Oh, moving on to the new season of The Bachelorette. Our new Bachelorette is...
Hannah B.
You guys did it. We didn't even rehearse that. That was really good. so let's see. What do we know about her? She's from Alabama. Yeah. She was Miss Alabama.
Yeah.
Yes.
She's she likes the school.
Big mouth.
Alabama. Roll Tide.
Yeah.
she's not too good at public speaking.
Or speaking in general. Mm-hmm. Speaking to anyone.
Was she the super good fighter that, like, made Demi cry? Someone made Demi cry.
Yeah, and she attacked, was really intense. Like, the cameraman.
The cameraman, yeah, on the bloopers, yeah.
Yeah. She'll be entertaining just because it's going to be a lot of cringe.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for that. I feel like Tayshia would have been good, but she would have been too serious like Dez and Rachel were.
Yeah.
Hannah G was just...
Dez. Who was Dez?
Dez was before you started watching. She was one of, she was the first Bachelorette I watched.
Okay.
And she was great, though. I did like her. But Tayshia would be too serious. Hannah G would be too sad because Colton.
Mm.
So Hannah B, I guess, works. But Demi would have been a better choice.
Can I steal you for a second?
Yeah, for sure.
Can I steal him for a sec?
Go ahead.
Sorry, thanks. That was a joke. It had nothing to do with what we're talking about.
Don't leave me here. Thanks. All
right, Maggie, good luck.
Good luck.
Let's see. So the first five guys come out, and they're like, what's up? I'm so glad it's you, Hannah G. B. I mean,
whatever your name is, yeah. I was really happy that it was you. I love when they say that. Yeah. That's the best.
what are you most excited by the prospect of what those guys have to offer? Cool. Awesome.
I didn't care for any of them, really.
I'm excited for there to be guys that are, like, more... eloquent and intelligent to be like, I kind of want to leave. She's not good at talking.
Oh, no.
I'm excited for the villain.
Wow.
I don't even know who he is, but I know he's going to be great. I'm so proud of him. and that's about it. She's pretty boring.
Yeah.
She's pretty, though. She got a big smile.
I think it could be fun. I feel like she's going to fall a lot.
Yeah.
Make a fool of herself a lot.
There's going to be a lot of cuts in her season. Lots of edits.
I don't know what that means.
Like, they're going to be, like, redoing scenes over and over.
Got it.
Because she can't.
All right. We need a new plate of lasagna over here. She needs to try that first bite again.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Got it.
I hope that there's a, like, a Roll Tide count. Like, there was a virgin count.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Oh, yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah. It'll be, I guess, even funnier if the guy who got the first rose for the first time ever before it even really started. What was his name again?
Cam.
He was like, walked out, if you didn't watch it. He's like the whitest guy next to me. And he walked out. Yeah. He walked out onto the TV set just like with a little strut to himself. And it was like this 808 weird 80s beat playing. And it's like, what? And he wasn't dancing. He wasn't bouncing to it. He just had a nice little strut walk. And he's like, ha, it's great to see you in West Philadelphia. Born. He just started rapping.
And he really messed up the rap.
Yeah.
Multiple times.
I hope I fell for you like I fell for Hannah Beast.
Yeah.
And you see him do a blink, no.
No.
But I mean.
Wrong word.
She didn't do so great talking ever, so she was probably impressed.
Yeah, she was impressed by his unimpressiveness, but then also was impressed by the fact that said, "Roll Tide." Will. Hey, Aaron.
Hi, Bill.
We're filming a podcast right now.
Hi, everyone. What are you talking about?
The Bachelor. The Bachelor, duh.
Oh.
What was your take?
You know what? I feel like I just wasted my whole life this season. You know, nothing really happened.
Wow. That is a hot take for sure.
He's still single, and I'm assuming still a virgin, and the girl he likes isn't with him, so what's the point? What did I just watch?
All right.
You missed a lot.
You didn't watch tonight's episode, did you?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Were you working?
I was working.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Hey, bye.
What was your mom saying?
I don't know. She's watching it right now.
Oh my gosh.
Do you prefer The Bachelor or The Bachelorette?
The Bachelor.
Bachelor in Paradise.
Why?
I like the drama of Bachelor in Paradise, but also it gets old.
I just like that there's like more happening and there's more chance of like me liking some couple than like hating the whole thing altogether.
Yeah.
I like the intros on Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh, yeah.
Do they use the same song every time?
Yes.
Aroma's Paradise.
Yeah.
That's the one. And it's so cheesy, and I love it. Yeah. It's my favorite.
What are you doing?
I got two other things to talk about. The last guy that walked out. What? No, I'm not going to talk about his one-liner.
No,
his one-liner is inappropriate. But
yeah.
the last guy, and when he walked out, I was like, oh, snap, is that Nick? Wait, is that Wells? And it looked like they were just a merge of him.
Mm-hmm.
What? Yes. Of them.
Of them, yeah.
A man that looked like both of them at the same yeah. exact time. So that was a fun fact. So when you see that meme on Reddit, give me credit. Whoa. and then this happened when they're like, is it true you guys are in love? And they're like, yeah. And they're like, great. We're going to listen to the world-renowned Air Supply.
Legendary.
And relive your love.
And it's this old woman with a short hair.
It's a man. It's a man.
Old, no. Old.
That's a joke.
That's such a bad joke. That's so mean. And they sang some song. What was the name of the song? What was the name of it? Well, they're from Melbourne, Australia.
I don't even know what the name of the song was, but it was...
They have had 29 past members in the band. They have been active for over 45 years. And I'm pretty sure their main song that they're known for is the... I'm all out of love without you. And the song they sang was Making Love Out of Nothing at All.
Accurate.
Yeah, very accurate song for the...
So that was pretty weird.
Yeah.
Here's All Out of Love. I'm pretty sure it's the song I think it is.
Still has a feminine haircut.
79 million views. Okay, get to the chorus.
So that's
not
a girl.
No, it's a guy.
That's a man.
That's a man.
Yep. So that was interesting because that was Air Supply was never a band I could have named in any situation in
not
my life.
Not legendary at all.
And then somehow ABC, Chris Harrison, the Bachelor staff was like,
they should have like
Cassie, you're 23, right? Colton, you're like 25.
Playing super old band. You guys won't know any of them.
They should have
you
like
love
Kiss
it.
Come out, all like dressed
Kiss
up.
Kiss would have been interesting.
Yeah,
light show and everything.
Detroit Rock City. And it's like, yeah, I'm in love.
Would have fit the mood a little better.
Oh man. Okay. Very good fun. Recap of The Bachelor. Looking forward to The Bachelorette. Your favorites, Bachelor in Paradise.
Yes.
Your favorites, Bachelor.
Can't wait.
Yeah. That's the scuttlebutt. That's the dish. That's what's going on. I don't know.
You need to come up with a catchphrase for, like, a synonym for the dish and the scuttlebutt, but it's yours.
Why?
So that you don't sit there and go, the,
That's the soup.
No, that's the thing. It's already a thing.
It is?
Yep.
Okay. Well, help me find it right now. That's the goldfish. That's the Cinnamon Toast Crunch. That's the oat milk.
Can we cut?
I'm on the ears again.
Oat milk's pretty good.
What is life but a box of chocolates?
That was Forrest Gump.
That's the way the cookie crumbles.
Nope.
Bruce Almighty did that.
I don't know. I don't have a phrase or a catch saying. Well, I guess that's it. Yep.
Anthony used to always say, green's my favorite color, but I hardly ever wear it.
Uh-huh. I still say
that. Oh, that could be your thing.
What? You could end everything
with that.
Yeah. Why would
you
that?
You should.
Because you say that all the time.
That's your thing. It's a statement. It's true, but it's not a sign-off.
A catchphrase.
Hey, and remember, green's my favorite color, but I never wear it.
Yeah,
perfect. Yeah, that's perfect. I like it.
Amazing. All right, this is weird. Well, guys, there it is. Thank you again for another episode. Thank you to Maggie for being a part of this. Thank you to my wife for completing my life. Take notes, Colton. This is true love. And Maggie, if you want people to find you on the internet, where would that be at?
Maggie Darling on Instagram.
Wow, because that's your Disney account.
Yes.
Cool.
yep.
That was good. And babe, where would you like people to find you on the internet besides on my profile pics? Okay.
You can follow me at Mrs. Lauren Goodwin on Instagram and Mrs. L.A. Goodwin on Twitter, where I retweet funny bachelor memes.
That's what's up. And Colton and Cassie, take notes. We're your biggest fans, and we're something to idolize after.
Cassie, you suck.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, she's
so
the worst.
And if for whatever reason you guys think this is fun, you can support it at patreon.com/AnthonyKGoodwin. And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at AnthonyKGoodwin as well. And with that, my final words are, green's my favorite color, and I hardly ever wear it. See you guys.
Bye.